We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Growing in the Knowledge of God. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians 1:9-10. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard about you, have not ceased praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may live worthily of the Lord and please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good deed, growing in the knowledge of God. I have just read from the New English Translation. Mitch observed that whenever his roommate slept in the room, he did not experience the terrible nightmares and demonic attacks that had become part of his adult life. Even though he was now a believer, he knew that his roommate walked in greater spiritual authority. He later discovered that this was because his roommate had a more robust relationship with the Lord. The latter part of today's Bible text makes it clear that it is possible for a believer to grow in the knowledge of God. This growth is the secret of manifesting great spiritual power. It is also the secret of multiplied grace that enables us to manifest the divine life in this present world. See 2 Peter 1:2-3. We also see that it is possible for us to be fruitful in every good work. God desires that you be fruitful in every good area of your life. Living worthily of the Lord is the most important form of fruitfulness because it makes it possible for you to have a robust relationship with God and to grow in His grace and mighty power. Remember that the fruit of the Spirit affects the way you live. Being fruitful in every area is only possible when you are filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Go into today remembering that the knowledge of God's will is received when you pay close attention to His Word. Prayer. Lord, help me apply my heart to Your Word. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Chronicles 25-28. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.